Tomorrow's Democratic Senate primary in Texas centers on three candidates: Congressman Ken Benson of Houston, nephew of former Senator Lloyd Benson, Ron Kirk, the former mayor of Dallas, and teacher Victor Morales. They're running for the seat being vacated by Republican Phil Gramm. Polls show that the race is too close to call and that a runoff is very likely. Two of the Democratic candidates, Benson and Kirk, have directly or indirectly received money from the failed energy giant Enron. The winner will face a Republican who also has taken money from Enron. While people are still angry about the company's collapse, in Texas there seems to be less of a stigma about politicians taking Enron money. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Congressman Ken Benson received $43,000 in contributions from Enron employees and its Political Action Committee, the largest amount of any member of the U.S. House of Representatives. As expected, Benson has had to answer questions about that.
Quite frankly, Enron supported my opponents in a number of occasions as well. But we also don't get pro formas from people who make voluntary contributions from us, and we don't get 10-Ks and 10-Qs to know how their business practices are.
Benson has returned $5,000, the amount he received from Enron in the current election cycle. Since 1994, when he was first elected, Benson has raised more than $5 million, making Enron contributions less than 1% of the total money he took in. Yet getting political contributions from Enron is the norm in this state.
I think any Democrat that could get Enron money took it.
Tim Fleck writes a political column for the Houston Press, an alternative weekly newspaper. Enron's Kenneth Lay may have given a lot more money to Republicans, such as Attorney General John Cornyn, the GOP Senate candidate who took more than $180,000. But Fleck says Lay was also a realist.
If it's a race where a Democrat is going to win, he wanted to put his chips with a Democrat and have influence. Ken Benson is perfect because he comes from a financial background. He comes from a political dynasty here, a very respectable political dynasty. He has entree to the boardrooms. He worked for Drexel Burnham. He's a financier. He was the perfect Democrat for Ken Lay and Enron.
Former Dallas Mayor Ron Kirk has had to answer questions about Enron as well. His law firm received $150,000 to lobby for the failed energy giant. But Kirk has denied ever being personally part of that lobbying. Andrew Weed is with Texans for Public Justice, a group that researches money in state politics.
What we're seeing in the U.S. Senate race here is that, in a sense, who can really cast the first stone, you know, because who is there out there that is free of Enron money?
Only one candidate is free of the Enron taint, Victor Morales. The former school teacher has raised little money for his campaign, none from Enron. But Morales also could benefit from a large Latino turnout. That's because both Democrats running for governor are Hispanic. Here in the Village, an upscale shopping and dining area near Rice University in Houston, many voters said they hadn't decided yet who'd they'd support in the Senate primary. One voter, Veronica Garcia, says everyone is leery about who is telling the truth. She says she'll have to think hard about who gets her vote.
It'll bring up the question, did they know anything about the scandal? What was their involvement in it, if they had any?
Others, including Cheryl Pradia, dismiss the issue, saying that no politician is immune from the scandal.
The White House has gotten a lot of money from Enron, so I guess if Ken Benson has done a good job for Houston, then, you know, why just criticize him because people at the top has gotten money?
In many races across the country, how much money candidates took from Enron is already a sticking point. But it remains to be seen whether it will be an issue in Texas this fall, where it's possible that neither the Democratic nor the Republican will be able to tar his opponent with the Enron scandal. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Houston.